planets, galaxies and space. There is a lot of planetary news floating around, so I figured I would talk about some of it. I have been told a lot of people are interested in what is going on with planets and asteroids other than our planet Earth. Venus is a place which has a crushing atmosphere and intense heat. When prior probes were sent there, they failed. One of the reasons attributed to the failure was the weight of the atmosphere. NASA has designed a rover to cope with the hardships on the surface of Venus. It has yet to get a name, but two of the suggestions were Demon Fire Sensor and Spider. Another reason for probe failure on the surface of Venus is the sulfuric acid storms. Could all this be by design to keep people away? Could it be some alien race has arranged all this so they could secretly have bases there? I don't think so. It seems to me it would be a huge undertaking for nothing, because there are plenty of places aliens could hide in without doing all that work. The new rover looks like a standard rover, but it is armor-plated and has much more resilient parts, which are far heavier than on other rovers. What I have noticed is there are a lot of drawings of the rover, but they are mostly all different. The rover is not actually built yet, so that could be the reason for all the different looks. One thing is for sure, it had to have much heavier parts than other rovers so it isn't crushed, dissolved or boiled. The surface of Venus is sort of moon-like. The idea of using the change in a star's light to detect exoplanets is not 100% accurate. There could be other reasons for a periodic change in a star's light. By change I mean dimming and brightening at predictable periods of time for an orbit of something circling the star. A dense cloud circling the planet could cause this. Perhaps an asteroid or group of asteroids in orbit around the star could also be the cause. Maybe there was another planet in orbit around the star, but it got destroyed and now is just a bunch of rubble circling the star. There might also be a giant object built by intelligent beings for reasons unknown which orbit the star. I wonder how many people have seen the construction on Mars which a UFO investigator claims he found in a NASA photo of a section of Mars. If it is truly a NASA photo which was the basis for this find, it is incredible. Picture a rectangular building with a doorway which shows undeniable proof of being built, which has sank partially at an angle. A newspaper claims the photo was indeed from NASA. The photo shows the structure having horizontal layers on top, but the door frame had a horizontal piece on top and vertical pieces on the sides. The size is about 7 feet by 7 feet. The conclusion by the investigator was there were beings on Mars which were small, because he estimated the door opening at 2 feet 4 inches. There are a couple of conclusions on the size of beings who built this. First, perhaps the size estimate is in error. Secondly, maybe they had some sort of ceremony which required them to crawl in. Another idea is this structure is not a temple at all, and it might have had some other use, such as an oven. This is worth a look, so for the address of the link go to the article. If you so desire, you can let me know what you think about the photo by email. Ceres is an asteroid. It is 292 miles in diameter. This is far too small to get planet classification. It is the largest object in the asteroid belt we have found so far. Bright spots on the surface of the object have puzzled scientists ever since it was found, but no more. It is hard to believe due to the small size, but Ceres has salt water in it. This was proven by the Dawn spacecraft. It was determined the water is bubbling up from inside the asteroid and leaving a salt deposit on the surface when it dries. Now scientists are saying Ceres is a water-rich world. This has to make one wonder if life could exist in these small asteroids. NASA's InSight lander had taken measurements of the interior of Mars. Scientists have found there are three boundaries from the center to the surface of the planet. This is the first time a direct measure of the crust of Mars could be made. The crust to the mantle is said to be 22 miles thick. Then there is a 690 to 727 mile deep section. Lastly, the distance from the mantle to the core is said to be 945 to 994 miles. Seismic signals were used to determine these depths, which is the standard accepted method. The Hubble telescope spotted what scientists think is a speed demon galaxy moving away from Earth at 3 million miles per hour. If this calculation is correct, there could even be faster moving galaxies. I have questioned the way speed is calculated in space when it comes to objects moving. The method used is called the redshift, and the faster something is moving, scientists will say, the further to the red light shifts. Lately, some very far away galaxies were found where the redshift didn't coincide with their distance. So far, no explanation has been forthcoming. What most scientists believe is space itself is expanding, and this contributes to the speed. The speed of space expansion is said to be approximately 28.71 miles per second per megparsec. A megparsec is about 3 million light years. Since these numbers are really too hard to figure out, let me say the speed is getting faster as time goes by, and all this is very, very fast. With all this going on, it doesn't seem the distance between the planets in the solar system is expanding. It seems puzzling, doesn't it? Even the space between other galaxies in what is known as the local group is not expanding. This just makes the expansion even more mysterious. According to science, everything depends on how the fabric of space is contoured and your location. I won't go any further into this complex explanation.